The morning blend's not over yet. There's time for a second cup with David and Brenda.
Oh, a second cup indeed is warranted as we are coming through this first day of September. Gosh, you know, by the time you're right, David, when we hit September, or especially this weekend once the Labor Day holiday is here, it definitely feels like fall, even though it's not officially fall.
Yeah.
Until around the 20th of September.
Knowing you, I'm surprised you haven't given us the how many shopping days until Christmas.
Oh, I'm getting there. You know, usually about September is when I start getting my first round of gifts. I'm definitely scaling down this year.
Okay.
My list is getting long, so we're just going to scale down everything, but I'll probably still start soon enough. You know, I just was in Costco just a few days ago. Yeah, Christmas decorations are in.
I'm sure.
I'm amazed. And that was still in August. So are we starting to push that? I think
Yeah, probably.
I think so. But it is a good day to kind of talk about the month, to look ahead. It was great to hear your interview with Jennifer Mastocha from Catholic Charities Disaster Relief, because September, you said, is preparedness month.
That is correct. So you want to be ready to go again. Been nice weather to date, as far as no power outages, although, again, if you're living in the wildfire zones, that's a different story there. But we talked about preparedness month and the things you need to be ready to go if you need to get out of your house or apartment at a moment's notice because of a power outage or other disaster. And so some great tips that we heard from Jennifer. And again, we've talked about it as well. And so, yes, be prepared this month. A couple weeks supplies of water, food, non-perishable food items, the flashlights, talked about the cell phone charger, the solar powered cell phone charger, and other items. And I loved what Jennifer said too about documentations. You kind of forget about that.
Right?
Social security cards, birth certificates, insurance information. Have copies of those, not at your house. Maybe you have them in a safety deposit box, or you have them with a friend or a neighbor or a family member. Just in case something happens to your home, you want to have access to those important documents.
I was just looking for, what were we looking for? A birth certificate, I believe, just the other day. And I've got them all. But you know what's funny, David, is I have everything stored in the same file, which means it's like, oh, it's in that file. you have to start going through pages and pages of all these things that I've deemed important. But I think that now would be a good month definitely to organize. I love organizing, sitting down,
that's funny,
putting groups of papers, and even the religious records, First Communion records, baptism records, all of those things, they're all together. So definitely I'm going to spend some time getting those all together.
I chuckle because my wife has the exact same file.
Does she?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just the catch-all.
It's
all in there.
There it is.
You're just not going to find it very quickly. You know what's also important to recognize is in the Catholic Church, every month is dedicated to a special devotion.
Yeah.
So the month of September, dedicated to the month of Our Lady of Sorrows.
Oh, okay.
So that is the whole month, which reminds me it would be a great opportunity to spend some time out at the Grotto, which is the national sanctuary of Our Sorrowful Mother. I know that they have many things going on throughout the calendar year.
Right.
Of course, starting this Saturday is the Peregrine Healing Mass.
Right, yeah.
And of course, St. Peregrine is Servite himself, of course, our wonderful Servite serving there at the Grotto, and they will bring out a relic of his for that special healing mass. And they're still offering the masses outdoors, which would be a great opportunity. I mean, especially if you're thinking of COVID,
right?
You know, to be able to be outdoors for mass is just a wonderful thing to be able to be.
And there's the beautiful Our Lady of Sorrows Church in Portland. It's in the Woodstock district of Portland. So Our Lady of Sorrows, too. Give recognition to them.
So, and then there's a couple of other really important days. So I thought we'd kind of run down. Of course, kids are back to school. Many are right now. Many more, the rest of them, coming back on the 7th. That long Labor Day weekend is the 4th, 5th, and 6th coming up. I'm planning some something yummy to eat for Labor Day.
Yeah, so Labor Day, again, I always kind of look at Labor Day back in my day, and I'm still obviously with many schools. You didn't start school until after Labor Day. It usually was the Tuesday or Wednesday after Labor Day. But to me, that was always the official start of the year, because you always kind of looked at the new school year as the start of the year. And so it's interesting. And who did we hear too? Somebody said, you were saying that one of the liturgical calendars, September 1st, was the start of their liturgical year.
Right. Well, that was our Orthodox Christians. That's right. Why today was set up as the World Day or the prayer for creation, because it coincides with the day that was already on their liturgical calendar, because it was the new year.
There you go. Yeah. So I like that.
So, David, you said at the start of the show, too, you have some birthdays coming up.
Yeah, both my daughters, like tomorrow and Friday, they're 2nd and the 3rd. And so, again, didn't plan it that way. They're 3 years apart, but it was amazing how it ended up that way, that their birthdays were just one day apart on September 2nd, 3rd. And then mine, which we don't have to really talk about, the end of September. So September is kind of our birthday month for a lot of different reasons.
Well, you're in good company, because in September, actually coming up on September 8th, is the birthday of our Blessed Virgin Mary.
Oh, really?
It is the Nativity of Mary. That is her feast day. Actually, September has a few feast days for Our Lady, of course, but it's her birthday. Yeah. So that's a great day. You're going to have a lot of birthday cake when you talk about daughter number one, then daughter number two, and then you have to have birthday cake for Mary, and then, of course, your own birthday. Are you a cake eater or a pie skip it altogether?
I would prefer a birthday pie.
Birthday pie.
Yeah, I'm more of a pie than a cake guy, but there is some great cakes out there. But yeah, I love pies. Mary and Berry, there you go. There's my go-to. Yeah,
Mary and Berry pie.
Mary and Berry milkshake last week, so the Mary and Berry pie.
I'm
all about Mary and Berry.
You're all about Mary and Berries. Boy, there's a lot of blackberries actually growing all over right now, too. So that's a really wonderful day to think about. Coming up, of course, is the birthday of Mary. And then on the 12th, you know, this one doesn't get quite as much notice. Of course, we remember Mother's Day when it comes up in May. And then Father's Day, just the following month. Did you know that on September 12th, that's a Sunday, Grandparents' Day.
All right.
So your grandparents,
that's
get to spend some time with that curly Q granddaughter of yours. I have none. So I'm not a grandparent.
Give it time.
Okay. Yeah. So as a grandparent, do you get to still celebrate like your Mother's Day or Father's Day and then also celebrate Grandparents' Day? Is it just another add-on, or do you have to give up one in order to take on the other?
You know, it's funny, when I was looking at the calendar and saw Grandparents' Day on there, the one thing I remember the most, and this goes back for a number of years in a row, was Grandparents' Day at the school. And how much my parents loved to come up and go to Grandparents' Day at the school, right on from grade school, right on through high school. And they were always just wonderful days, and they looked forward to it so much, particularly in the grade school time, because the kids would put together little programs and they would have lunch with them. And it was really an opportunity for the grandparents to feel special with their grandkids and then see them at the Catholic school. And it was a lot of fun. They'd have a mass for the grandparents and the kids. And so when I think of Grandparents' Day, I think of Grandparents' Day at school. And I know how much my parents always enjoyed coming up and going to that.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Yeah. I love Grandparents' Day. Christian, I believe, has a cross hanging in his room that he colored with him and his papa from Grandparents' Day. I'm going to fly across the country wherever my kids are and go to those grandparents' days.
Awesome.
And then lastly, you're going to know you're getting to the end of the month because we get to celebrate our archangels this month.
That's
which means
right.
The month of February. David, I'm just forewarning you, you're going to have a lot of quizzes on Second Cups, because we need to know a lot about the angels, and especially our archangels. There are some great statues. In fact, our local Catholic bookstores often have these bronze statues of the archangels. They are soldiers. I mean, they are fierce protectors, and they get to celebrate Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael on the 29th.
It means a lot to me because it's my birthday right there, and so I'm sporting the St. Michael, the Archangel Medal, which I've had for years and years and years. I always appreciate that. I would mention, too, just as a heads up, September 22nd, first day of autumn.
Oh, I see it right there.
Yeah. So, autumn coming up, even though we're talking about fall, it really doesn't start until the 22nd, but right around the corner.
St. Thomas Villanova Day.
There you go.
Tis feast day too. All right. Well, you got a full September month, and we hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.